This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Iran has threatened to decisively respond to any U.S. attack on the Islamic Republic after President Joe Biden linked Tehran to the killing of three U.S. soldiers at a military base in Jordan. AP correspondent Charles De La Desma reports.
The U.S. has signaled it's preparing for retaliatory strikes in the wake of the Sunday drone attack that also injured around 40 troops. But there are concerns that any additional American strikes could further inflame a region already roiled by Israel's war on Hamas and the ongoing attacks by Yemen's Houthi rebels on shipping in the Red Sea. The Iranian warnings first came from Amir Saeed Iravani, Iran's ambassador to the UN in New York. He gave a briefing to journalists late on Tuesday, according to the state-run IRNA news agency. I'm Charles De La Desma.
U.S. Undersecretary of State Victoria Nuland was in Ukraine on Wednesday for talks amid growing uncertainty over U.S. economic and military assistance to Kyiv as the war with Russia approaches its third year.
We continue to provide security support in all categories, including new investments and new weapon systems.
Ukraine is heavily reliant on support from its Western allies to hold its own against Russia's full-scale invasion launched on February 2022. Meanwhile, European Union heads of state will try to persuade Hungary to unblock billions of dollars of EU aid for Ukraine at a crucial EU Council summit in Brussels on Thursday, as Kyiv warns it's running low on ammunition to fight Russia's invasion. Hungary vetoed a four-year, $54 billion package for Ukraine at the last council summit in December, arguing the money should not come from the bloc's budget, as Ukraine is not a member state. This is VOA News.